Welcome back to Beyond Classified. I'm your host, Chris Matthew. Tonight, my guest is Deborah Tavares. She is a third-generation land developer of residential construction and has been self-employed in a family-operated business for over 30 years. She specializes in land feasibility studies, acquisition, and building permit processes, including required environmental impact reports, along with furnishing Department of Real Estate subdivision requirements and the entire construction build-out to completion. It was during this process that the restrictions of property rights became evident under the creeping constraints of United Nations Agenda 21. She exposes the connections between global trends of man-made and corporate military control technologies, weaponized frequencies, and other major programs intended to cause damage to health and reduce the population and eliminate our freedom. Deborah, welcome back. How are you tonight?
Well, Chris, thank you very much. And I hope everyone that's listening pulls out a pad and paper immediately and starts making and taking notes. Again, this is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net. I also run the site PrimaryWater.org. Essential that all of you go to primarywater.org and when you type it in, do not leave a space between primary and water. I found it very interesting that you can't get to the site if you leave a space. And it's most important that you understand the truth about water. It is a renewable. We are not running out. So go to primarywater.org and learn the water facts quickly, because we are being absolutely deceived on every level of this false reality that we have been warped into.
Definitely. So, and Deborah, before you get started, I want to thank you again for coming on. You're here to, again, present some extremely important information about our imminent future and the agendas we're going to be facing based on actual documentation and whistleblower accounts. Now, you were able to present a little bit of this at Forbidden Knowledge NewsCon, but this is such important information. We're going to have you back on tonight to give us a full presentation, and you actually have a special guest you're going to be bringing on in a minute. So looking forward to that. So where should we start tonight, Deborah?
Well, I would like to pick it up from the NewsCon where I was discussing adrenochrome and
sure.
The documents that I received from Europe that specifically have children's names, their warden inmate numbers, their dates of disposal, and where they're being transferred within the United States at various closed military operative sites. I discussed that on the last show with you, Chris. And everyone that's listening can go to stopthecrime.net, go to our email blast, and you will see the full information there, and you can click on the links and see this information specifically. It is heartbreaking. It's certainly devastating, because while we're speaking now, children are crying in these centers, and children are crying all over the world for a myriad of reasons. But what I wanted to add to complete the rest of the story of that adrenochrome story I presented then, was the address of the location where this business is from. And you will note when you go to the information that I've just directed you to, that the name of the corporation is called CYM Corporation. And at the time that I was presenting this information, I did say it was located at 725 Fifth Avenue in New York, in the United States. What someone fortunately contacted me and advised me of is where that location is. And I'm going to tell all of you now that is in the Trump Tower. Now, whether or not Trump is aware that they're renting space to an organization that is torturing and selling blood of children, young children, is another question. But I wanted everyone to know that is where the CYM Corporation is based. So again, go to stopthecrime.net, go to our email blast. You can pull up that information and the links that are available with the disposal information of the bodies of the children after they've used them, and also the information on the number of children that have committed suicide because of the severity of the pain that they're put into oxygenating the blood for the global liquor of those that are blood drinkers. So that is finishing up that story, Chris, and I now want to jump into more information. I first want to say that StopTheCrime.net has been under massive attack. Many of you may know that our YouTube channel was taken down the beginning of February 2021. We are back up with just only a few videos, so if you type in StopTheCrime.net, you will have the opportunity to click on the YouTube video channel. Sadly, that does not contain all of the videos over the period of time that I had on YouTube before. If you look at the top of the home page, you will find under YouTube video channels, underneath it, you can click on library and videos, and that's where all of our videos are contained now. I urge you to go there and listen to the videos. I will be posting some more in a few days, and likely because of YouTube sanctions and violating their communist guidelines, totalitarian guidelines, whatever you want to consider this beast of a system that we're now in, they will be on my back channel, the video library channel. So today is Wednesday. It is April 29th of 2021. We're going to go over some of the headlines that many of you are reading, just because I think it's necessary to always understand the backstories of the fake news reporting that you're hearing. So what you are hearing is Oregon's biggest cities now have moved into extreme COVID risk. We'll talk more about COVID when I bring on my special guest, but again, we were told in the United States that COVID cases were subsiding. This is all a COVID lie, and we'll talk again more about that. It says underneath that, that virus alters genes, explaining mystery behind long haulers. Those are people that have had COVID and never seem to recover from it. And again, we will cover that in more depth here when I bring on my guest. Also, I would like to state that they say that, of course, this is all just part of the disinformation and the theater. And I want to bring this out because it is strictly theater, where we're reading continuously how Cuomo in New York, his aides spent months hiding nursing home death tolls. Well, again, that is much to do with disinformation and theater. We all must look past the headlines and understand the world that we're in, and we'll get into more of that in a moment. Also, I found this interesting. Skywalker Ranch was probed by the Pentagon. Cows were found inside out. The soil had radioactive and towers of light shooting skywards. So that might be of interest to some of you. The anomalies that we're facing are going to become more and more visible as more and
now,
more.
Now, did you say Skywalker Ranch or Skinwalker?
Oh, I meant to say Skinwalker. So
okay,
if
yeah.
I said I just something other than that, I will repeat that. Skinwalker Ranch, probed by the Pentagon.
Very good.
And I found it interesting to note that cows were found inside out. It's curious that for many years people were talking about cattle mutilation, and I actually interviewed a number of people in Canada and elsewhere that had experienced their cattle being mutilated without any sign of blood on the mutilation sites or at the mutilation sites. It also goes on to say that your tech devices want to read your brain. And what could go wrong with that? Well, of course, we know that this is already occurring. So these are just some of the fundamental headlines that I want all of you to pay attention to and always understand. Don't take them for face value. Now we want to go into the headlines where you should be looking for your news, just again to understand the global agendas. Now, this is coming off of the World Economic Forum website today, and these are the global agenda headlines. COVID-19 vaccine success can enable universal health care, and here's how they'll discuss that. How to ensure vaccine equality, build trust and strength, and strengthen global health systems. How one leader adapts to tackle global challenges. And this is out of Davos. this community, another headline is this community project is helping populations access water and withstand climate change. So I want to just say on a side note there, there is an area that is known to be the driest waterless location on Earth. That entire village has been relocated because they have been told they have no water. This is what we're going to be experiencing worldwide. Mass relocations of populations under the guise that there is such drought and such heat that the evaporation is taking place and there is no water. Another headline off of the World Economic site for the Global Agenda is how can young people navigate online communities safely? Well, we'll get into what is really behind and what is behind young people and what is really happening to all the young people. And I think you'll be stunned when I bring on my guest. Another headline, the European Super League could have very problematic for women football. Again, much of this is side affair, but the World Economic Forum is a very important website to go to. And I'm going to talk a little more about the global citizenship that we're facing now, too. We know that on the World Economic Forum, and we're hearing about this in all of our news regularly now, about self-driving cars and how they will soon be introduced into the UK and onto the UK roads. But there are still limits of this technology they're concerned about. And they talk about how superior to Lake Erie and how big are the Great Lakes. And that would be interesting to look at, again, on the World Economic Forum. And they talk about other aspects of manipulating the Earth as well, and your lives, changing your lives forever. Now, I want to touch upon what the global citizenship is, because I recently heard that the two elites from House of the Queen in London, the couple that now lives in California, Merkel, or I should say, I've suddenly forgot their names, but the presumably ousted couple from the castle, Princess Diana's son.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you. They are actually heading up the global initiative. So we're going to talk about that. They were sent here to do this. They were primed, and this is theater being played out through England, through the crown. And what is the global citizenship, and why do you need to know about it? Because 4G, 5G, and 6G, it's about hive minds, connectiveness, and not being a human being. The global citizenship and long-term visionary leadership go hand in hand. Individual leaders who espouse shared values and corporate citizens whose governance, ethics, business models, and investment strategy create. So what is a global citizenship? Well, you won't be a global citizen by being GMO'd or vaccinated and being less than human. You will have to become a more GMO'd and vaccinated. And they talk about how they are creating a new and global jurisdiction that will make obsolete the current jurisdictions we have been put into at birth. And it's very, very important to understand how a myriad of changes are happening at one time. It's almost impossible to follow everything. But we're in the early stages of an historic shift of identity, increasingly less tied to any particular location, which will have far-reaching implications for businesses, government, and societies alike. And they say this will be less tied to a particular location. So we are getting rid of the law jurisdictions under this new identity. Now, I could go on about the global citizenship. I will be creating an email blast out of this, and you can read that on stopthecrime.net under our email blast outs. So more on that there on my website. I also want to point out the horrific droughts that you're hearing about from the Mississippi River on out to the Pacific Ocean, all of the Pacific states. And in fact, most of the states throughout the country and areas throughout the world are under tremendous drought conditions. And this is to reduce your access to water. Now, let's talk about some of the information that we discovered should be disturbing to you as it is to us. Because of the technologies, easily waters can be evaporated out of lakes and rivers. Well, they're suggesting that the Hoover Dam and Lake Mead are going to go dry. There's going to be a combo effect when they eliminate the water and evaporate it. There's not going to be the water that California needs, as well as the hydroelectricity. So this is what is occurring now to reduce connectivity to the energy that our modern lives have been built on. And there is also a 2021 utility reinventing utility model. And it's the rise of distributed energy resources and a desire among states to align customer and provide needs is driving new business models for utilities. So everything is going to exist on an AI platform. And they talk about how Hawaii has finalized its utility regulation considered potential template for the U.S. power system transformation. So from Maryland to California and beyond, there will be new rate designs, and they will be extremely high. So the rates that you have been paying now for not only electricity and water and gas are going to be exorbitant. That is the plan. And going into water a little more, which is so important, what I want and hope that this information does for all of you is empowers you to take some action to provide yourself with what you may need to survive in this world of depletion. Now, many things that you're going to hear us talk about in just a few minutes are going to be very difficult to avoid. But what you can do, really, you must do. And what I like to think about is we have to stay alive as long as possible so we can learn more, so we can love more, and we can extend goodwill to more people as we go through something beyond our imaginations. So getting back to water, they've prepared us now for the first water shortage declaration in history. And in fact, our counties have just now created front page headlines out of water shortages. And what is happening is they're privatizing the U.S. water supply. And I talked about that years ago. I have a video up called Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. And it shows the agencies that were involved, the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, the attorneys, Israel, all of the other agencies, Fish and Game, the Department of Interior, et cetera. They're all corporations and doing the bidding of the controllers or our overlords. What is important to know is all of this, of course, is rolling out in plain sight. And so many people are too busy to see this. We are headed into a circular economy of reuse of everything. So I need you all to consider that. That's why you may recall the former president of the White House, the former CEO, Trump, signed an executive order for reuse of wastewater treatment plants. That's toilet to tap. And it's highly, highly toxic. Not only are you drinking other people's pharmaceuticals, but also they're marinating all the toilet paper in those wastewater treatment plants that have over 100,000 toxic chemicals. And you all may want to start using different toilet paper. Who would know that it would cause erectile dysfunction? Who would know that in those poisons in your toilet paper every time you wipe, that your intricate disruptions are occurring, that women are having yeast effects and causing cancer? The effects of these poisons in the toilet paper are 100,000 worth of effects. So again, you need to start buying different toilet paper. Again, they're poisoning the water supplies with fracking. But by illegal dumping and red bag waste into landfills, that's all percolating down into the aquifers, into our water supply. This has been occurring for many decades. Many people, of course, are disposing of their light bulbs, the LEDs, and other light bulbs in the landfills. These are death dumps. Landfills are death dumps. Household cleaners, again, toilet paper, etc. So what we have and what we will have very soon is rationing of water and limiting the availability and accessibility of water. And you will find that that first to roll out will be mandated reductions of use. A few years ago, we had citizen patrols going through the streets in California reporting on people that seemingly overused water. If they saw water running down a driveway into a culvert, all that the citizen reporter had to do is take a photograph of the violation with the address and forward it on to code enforcement. Now, on May 1st, which is just around the corner, in Marin, California, which is just a half an hour north of the Golden Gate Bridge, water restrictions are now occurring. And they will be fined if they exceed exterior watering. That means watering their plants. If they water them more than one day a week, there will be a $250 fine. So you can know that your neighbors are going to report on you. We do not have a water shortage. We have the inability to understand the truth, and we have primary water. So I continue to say that. I also checked in Los Angeles to find out what the water supply would be when the California Aqueduct or the Colorado Aqueduct is dismantled from an earthquake. And I found that certain areas in Los Angeles, and I'm not talking about all the water delivery areas, but certain areas are only using water that they receive as a blend from the California and the Colorado aqueducts. And should there be any disruption, they would have 7 days of water for their customers. So for those of you that are listening that live in a municipal water supply area, you may want to consider providing yourself with more water. You need water to survive. So again, be thinking about the things you can do. This is not meant to be scary information. This is only meant, again, as I say, to allow you to live longer, to have a better view of what we really face, and we'll be going into that, as I say. So they're talking also about building microgrids of wastewater treatment plants, where Bill Gates and Zuckerberg have gone into the sewer surveillance business, where they will be testing the sewers in different areas worldwide, not just only in the United States. But you're going to start noticing small grid-fashioned microgrids of reallocating sewer distribution, particularly in the country areas where there are septic tanks. We're noticing that some of those wastewater treatment plants in some of the rural country areas are now designating their wastewater treatment area for certain geographical locations. What we understand with the Zuckerberg wastewater treatment program and plot is that they will test for various COVID variants, which is, of course, more of a conversation we'll have in a minute. But what they will do is they will lock down cities if they see a certain percentage of virus or bacteria in the wastewater treatment plants. This is a further lockdown, a further theft of properties, because certainly you may have heard in England in the very beginning of COVID, they were actually demolishing homes that had the evidence of COVID in their plumbing. So I can't underscore enough that you prepare yourselves for water as well as power outages. What we see now happening, I've discussed this before, is the designating of microelectric grids. What will be happening and is happening, and I will be reporting on this more. And Chris, again, I would look forward to doing another program on microgrids. Our country is being divided and conquered. And ultimately, yes, it will become a one singularity situation. But for the moment, to get us there and kill off the number of people, it's necessary to divide small areas into microgrids and then pull the services from those areas, particularly people who live outside the city growth boundaries. If you live in a country area, you are being targeted. In many areas, that's called the WUI, the Wildlands Urban Interface. So I can't underscore enough the types of various attacks and assaults we're under, and I think it's behooving for all of us to work together in understanding what is happening. So when you listen to information like this, you can take assertive, positive, powerful actions. Because now I'm going to be bringing on my guest. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about Nashal, who is a super soldier. And I have been communicating and finding out more of what the mutation of our species looks like. We are in extraordinary times now, rewriting humanity and the entire biosphere. Now, many of you have heard about transhumanism, but not much has really expanded upon how that's happening, and more importantly, a description from someone who is having this remote technology applied to their biological being. That's what you're going to hear now. This is a cosmic disaster. This is equivalent to the enormity of the extinction of the dinosaurs. And I just can't underscore what you're going to hear. It's going to be riveting, but you need to understand so that you can watch your neighbors and you can discern where you are in this program. And this program is for everyone that survives. In fact, what is important to underscore is with the intention of killing billions of people worldwide, according not only to the Georgia Guidestones, but to the Deagle.com website in the United States of over 80 million people to be, or 80% of the people in the United States to be murdered by the year 2025 and other locations as well. You have to understand, how are they going to pull off this widespread murder campaign of death? Even in the report from Iron Mountain, they talked about reducing the population on an annual basis so it wouldn't be noticed. But now we're at a time where this is a species shift, and the cover-up are all of the enormous use of weather weapons that we're experiencing with the fires, the floods, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, certainly the technologies that they're using in the oceans to create sea level rise and coastal shore erosion, backing up rivers, reversing the flow of rivers, and melting the ice to have us believe that it is global sea level rise and it is global warming. So there has been an enormous effort put forth to deceive every single one of us, when in reality it's a cover up for an electroconvulsive shock and more. So with that, I'm going to bring on Nashal. Nashal, as I said, is a super soldier. She will tell you more about her story. And we'll begin now. So, Nashal, thank you so much for coming on.
Nashal,
I'm very,
welcome.
I'm interested in your telling people what happened to you and what has become of your body with the remote capabilities of technologies that most people are unaware of.
Thank you.
Hello, Nashal. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. Welcome.
I am not even exactly sure where to start, except I want to warn everybody that I am in a degenerating downhill amnesia and dementia spin. caused by this technology and what it's done to my body. So if at any point I seem a little confused or can't remember things from my life, that's what's going on. And that is being applied to me through an energy vortex 24/7 for the last few months. I think I may begin out by, I have sent Deborah about 39 pages worth of summaries, documents trying to put together what I've been through, what I'm noticing in others, and what I have been going deep inside myself to try and figure out through my spiritual aspect what me and all of us could potentially do as individuals and as a collective to meet this horrific disaster that is unparalleled in, at least, I guess, recorded human history. I think we need to start out by understanding that we all are, and this has happened to me progressively over the last 12 months with an extreme increase in the last few, being actively hooked up to a worldwide AI supermind. And our DNA has been, it is being actively rewritten into synthetic DNA, equipped with what they call a military exoskeleton, which is a magnetized, nano-composed wiring system linked to multiple, probably millions, of nanorobotic RFID chips going throughout the body system so that we are basically hooked up 24/7. Like a Pinocchio doll.
Now, let me pause you for a moment because I want to throw in a word that most people have heard of and weave this into the conversation, because most people have heard about Morgellons, the syndrome. Yes. This is, again, a technology being applied to us. We've certainly all have Morgellons in our bodies, our pets, our children, our outside plants. Morgellons is everything, everywhere and in almost everything. Now, I have not been able to find it in glass or metal. I have a small magnifying glass that has a light combination. It's not a special light. I think I paid $7 for it. I learned about this technique at one of Clifford Carnicom's seminars, where you could actually see the opalescent wires that are under your skin. And everyone has these. Everyone that is listening, you all have these, including your pets and everything you eat. So Morgellons is and has been one of the foundational layouts of this system that you're going to hear Nichol expand upon. So let's talk about Morgellons and what...
Yeah, I want to kind of throw in and say, you know, the whole idea of Morgellons, I think it showed up about 2012, so about 10 years ago. I'm sure it was here beforehand, but became a thing that was in being investigated actively and exposed. The whole idea of it was, I've come to realize, Sophia Smallstorm talked about this in her five-part wonderful series. Morgellons actually explained transhumanism, but the whole name and the concept of it was a bit of a psyop in that the problem isn't the weeping sores with the fibers and the wires and the nano components bleeding out of your body, though that is a horrific affliction. The problem is when they don't bleed out. Because they have got the technology perfected to the point where it has taken over all bodily systems and it isn't coming out of people anymore in those sores, at least in most of us. I have the full body network as of this year, and I am Rh negative, and it appears that when this initially started, there was a higher amount of this Morgellons, as well as the bioweapon Lyme disease, which appears to have been an initial building block to get the body's immune system ready to receive the transhuman DNA shift through the Morgellons infection, and then beginning this year with the singularity for it to go global. But that doesn't seem to be the case any longer, because I do not have open wounds. I do have this stuff coming out of my body, but basically it just creeps up through the skin. And what it is doing is it is just completely building up inside under the direction from scalar computer waves, these artificial life forms are able to very rapidly self-replicate and connect together. When they connect together, this is what has happened to me, you will experience, and not just to me, I'm going to go into explaining how I'm seeing this in every single person I know and in all of the media. I can see the signs of it in everybody. But you will begin to experience a progressive, depending especially on how much EMFs you're getting, and if you're getting 24/7 hardcore targeted like me, you may become rapidly demented. But you'll begin to notice that you cannot picturally remember your life, your imaginational capacity. So having your inner eye, your ability to map territories, where you have been or where you would be going, your visual spatial, the temporal spatial lobes of your brain will be impacted and interfaced. And I believe, going back to what Deborah has been saying this evening, this is not only to kill people or disorient them, but is to make sure that in the future, you cannot have a fighting force of people in the wilderness or in any urban setting. Because if you cannot use your backwards tracking thinking capacity to create mental pictures of where you have been in your life or will be, you certainly can't map a city in order to fight back or find your way around. You are going to be 100% dependent, like in those images we saw in the past of people walking around wearing a laughable technology such as Google Glasses to tell you not just in your car using GPS and Siri where to go. And this is what they've been programming us for, by the way, in the last 20 years, is what has been done to my mind, which is a computer brain interface whereby you cannot access your own visual store of memory. And I mean anything.
Now, let me pause you right there because I think people are hearing about Elon Musk and the neuro interfacing, and they need to understand this is what you are talking about. And
this is what it does to you.
Yes. And so everyone needs to listen carefully, because I really, really believe that most people are unaware, Nichelle, that this is occurring. And it, and as you were saying, you're seeing it in people all around you. I am
everywhere.
I am seeing it as well. So let's discuss what it is we're seeing in people when they're walking down the sidewalk, or you're just seeing them. So go ahead,
Nichelle.
With that,
before we get into that, I really like to hear how you found out that you were being targeted and that you were involved in this. Before we get into some of the effects that we're seeing on people.
Yeah, I'll try because my visual memory and episodic memory is heavily scrambled. But it happened about a year ago. I will correct that. My twin sister and I have been best friends all our lives. We're 36 years old. We have a very intimate friendship and we're both very gifted. We were in the arts, the linguistic area, drawing, writing, conceptual. We were like a lifelong art and philosophy and friendship and intellectual banter team, basically. And we came to understand that we have probably been lifelong being studied and probably lifelong implanted, not with the destruction weaponry, but initially with augmenting chips that we had to begin with. And then there was throughout our childhood and our teens, and certainly our later young adulthood, there began to be some severe targeting. And we just put that together in at the same time, actually, as COVID, so-called COVID, went global. I had been infected beginning in the year of 2013 with their bioweapon Lyme disease. The same year or the year before that, my twin sister was applying to join the Navy after a traumatic event that had happened in her life. And she was the highest score that they had ever seen at their intake facility in the test is called MEPS, I believe, or D-Lab. She had the highest score they had ever seen, and they wanted to put her into some kind of crypto-linguistic
work with the Army, but she was unwilling to work in intelligence. And the day after she left, she was almost immediately thrust into some kind of what has been a ever since that year, and that would be about, I believe, 9 years now, daily or at least monthly cycling in and out, severe MK Ultra style silent sound psychic driving mental program, which appeared to have been designed to drive a wedge between her and me subconsciously and create in her alter personalities. And this she has been struggling with. She had been struggling with this thing, and it had been misdiagnosed, misunderstood as various different mental disorders or maybe problems in our relationship or things that I had done wrong or she had. And at the same time, my life was plunged into absolute chaos because I was infected with Lyme disease. And the famous clinic, the Mayo Health Clinics, failed to treat and diagnose me. And they not only failed to treat and diagnose, but then I was put into what turns out to be the beginning of the discrediting phase for the targeted individuals, which was the mental health camp, as having been set up for having so-called somatic symptom delusions. They have to set you up with this long before they take you into the last stages, because if they didn't, people would start looking into what you say. So I didn't realize it back then, and I was not fully transhumanized back then. I was suffering with Lyme disease and associated viruses and related blood infections that are in fact military weapons and that have been covered up so that the majority of people that are infected with these bioweapons are never diagnosed because the tests are inaccurate. And I was plunged on almost a decade-long investigation into trying to seek answers for different things that were going on with me physically that were going downhill. I lost my ability to work and haven't worked since, except for a short time when I wasn't even able to work for even 3 weeks because of the cognitive damage. Before, I had been a 4.0 and was a graduate MFA student with a certificate in publishing and editing. I was already in graduate school by 24. And I, just to give you an idea, when people needed a 5-page paper, I'd write a 30-page one. I mean, I was very intelligent and I was very gifted in the linguistic area. But before this situation, that has gone to the point of almost scrambling my brain, where literally right now I actually am struggling not only to remember any of my life, but to actually use language, whether you can tell it or not. I was very smart, and so was my sister. Through what we went through, we were progressively cycled through how they set you up for the black ops. I used to call it targeted individuals. Now I call it targeted species.
Yeah, I would like to pause you for a moment, because many that are listening right now, certainly we have talked about targeted individuals on various levels of what targeting represents, but this is the level where we will all be taken, this level of targeting that you're hearing now. We're hearing targeted individuals talk about being assaulted from overhead satellites, a voice-to-skull technology, boots on the ground in the use of weapons systems to injure, maim. We've certainly heard many targeted individuals talk about the multiple chips in their bodies. And now with what is being phased in, talk about the chips, because I know that that's where much of the conversation lands.
The chips.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. They began. So, Chris, to answer you in short, they uploaded me fully into the system around when COVID came out, sometime between December and March, and my twin sister at the same time. And I just come to find out this weekend that another resident at my building, who I believe is Rh negative and doesn't know it, her sister is fibromyalgia and is probably in the program. I mean, that's just that fibromyalgia is the program. But anyway, to come to find out, she was at the same time severely sick with this so-called COVID, to the point where she thought she was going to die and it was severe. Well, at the same time, my sister and I had this stuff, the Morgellons components, which turns out to be, it's a very sophisticated weapon that I used to be able to sort of describe, but with the brain damage I'm experiencing now, I'm struggling. But it is a mixture between a synthetic fungus, several different bacteria that have been augmented in labs, and insect DNA, and synthetic metals, and a self-reproducing crystal, which they call in the technology world black goo or gray goo. They have a word for it. And it's the system goes into your body, and it actually not only threads the part of it that is metals, which is what the nanometals that have to conduct the electricity, those actually will go through your arms. At this point, I have metal rod-like structures. And when I say rod, I'm not kidding, because when you apply full magnetic EMFs to that, the whole limb magnetizes, stiffens, and all that you are aware of is the metal structure. You can't feel your own arm. Attempting to reteach myself how to walk with a, I think that what they call this is a military exoskeleton. So that rather than being like a human being who has an endoskeleton with light tissues over it. And one of the first things I noticed when this took over my body was the disappearance of my normal interstitial tissue, to the point where I developed a very unusual contortionist type syndrome, where I could do somersaults and twist my body in all sorts of ways that were, I guess, they were reminding me of a thing called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome in some people who have been born without the ability to make strong enough tensile connective tissue. And I went on a wild goose chase to different doctors trying to rule this in or out, because initially they thought maybe it was that. That is one of the things that you will notice is your body changing, not only in weight. People will either put on a great deal of weight, and the reason for that is the plastics and the synthetic components, your body is trying to keep them away from your organs, and so you are building these up in your fat tissues.
I want to pause for a moment, because certainly we have all heard about wheat belly, and we're noticing that many people have enlarged abdomens. And I certainly think and we know that that is the body's attempt to isolate some of this material in those locations, as you are saying, in the fat tissue.
Yeah, so you'll see that. But if you, all of us, I believe and am noticing and would propose have the exoskeleton already. As of, I began to notice, I would say about 4 months ago.
So there now was let's talk about
a rapid change. Yeah,
let's talk about an exoskeleton, because I don't think people really realize. Initially, years back, we were looking at robotic structures where they had exoskeletons on the outside of the body, and are almost like a hermit crab. A hermit crab.
Yes, it feels exactly like a crustacean type of tissue. I actually have, I would say like abacus beads or like scales, and they are under my flesh. It isn't too hard to find them. They collect together, and they make almost like a dragon coating. I'm not even kidding. Underneath of the skin.
Now, what does that look like visually? If
you can't visually see it,
because it's
above the bone, above the muscle, and it also interfaces with the muscle. The wire parts do, but the scale-like or bead-like structures are under the skin. Like, particularly, you could feel them in the upper thighs. It collects in my upper arms. And very unfortunately for me, I have these structures that feel like little metallic beads through my whole brain. And since last year, whenever they want to torture me and to create an extreme dementia, amnesia type scattered, maybe pseudo schizophrenic type presentation, they will hit me with this vortex-like energy where I can feel these structures along with the wiring system Elon Musk talks about, which goes through the hair, down through the skull, three-dimensionally both ways, crisscrosses, and links up to the bone that goes in under your chin.
Now,
and
Nichelle,
how that will feel.
I just have a question. Nichelle and Deborah, if you want to chime in on this, do you think that the vaccine is going to be a delivery method for some of this nanotechnology?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay. That's exactly what it is. I was going to come to that. They have already, I did not take either injection nor will I, but they do not need the vaccine to do this to you. They delivered last winter, my sister and I, we got ourselves on the bad na-na list by talking way too much about Pedogate. And she became very active on Facebook, speaking out against the revelations of there appears to be a global network of adrenochrome and pizza culture, which I was going to talk about that pizza culture. That's, I believe that's pedophilia, incest, zoophilia, xenophilia, and adrenochrome.
Yeah,
that's
and organ harvesting and sex trafficking, any and everything that you can do in the most vile way to us, to humans.
So my sister and I, we became aware of that in 2017, and we began to be, I think, we had already been enrolled in this twin study, a Mengelian psychological type study, for at least a decade, but we became active targets, I believe, after she started becoming too outspoken online in a Facebook group called Pedogate Exposed, where she got the attention of the lead moderator, and they were calling her the chosen one, and we were on there all day, every day. And my sister is very rhetorically gifted, so she was getting people's attention, and then all of a sudden she started getting these Facebook messages into her inbox, which would disappear, that said things like, we are watching you. And they would appear to be coming from other people on Facebook using their monikers. But then when you asked, it wasn't them. And it would be time to disappear. They were sending us lists of everyone we knew and photos of friends. And they would zoom in, you know, to all 10 years of our Facebook conversations, anything that had to do, for instance, with death, or the fact that we had been discussing on there the FEMA camps. So we were sent back a series of what I would call would be veiled threats. And that was kind of the beginning of it. But it went way too far because I started visiting websites much, much more than that. I put everything together. I was looking into information about extraterrestrials, aliens, the worldwide Illuminati. I was beginning to realize there were anomalies going on in the sun and the stars. And I came across information that we actually have a sun simulator in the sky now, which I've been aware of for about 3 years because I noticed when it happened. Our natural sun apparently started to die or go into some kind of crisis in 2011. And I want to bring this back to the date of 2012. Because I can't verify this right now, but I will be willing to look it up again, that I think when a lot of things started really going crazy on this planet was linked to some of the experiments that they have been doing at CERN. And if you haven't heard of CERN, it's the Hadron Particle Collider in Switzerland.
And there are there are about 7 different locations where they have those. So
okay, yeah. So there's a lot of them.
Yes, there are.
Yeah, so what they're doing, and this is important to understand, how are they achieving this? This year, they were able to, 2020 was predicted to be the singularity in computing. And what that means is that all of the AI blockchains in the world combined into one super force, and this has also been linked up to the work that they are doing at CERN, where they are colliding the smallest particles on Earth together, and they are not only doing this, they are inventing new types and discovering new types of matter constantly. How I believe this is able to affect all of us is that literally what quantum physics shows us is we actually all are, not just spiritually, but physically, in a sense, connected and one. And so what they are doing at those places to those tiny quarks and other things that I don't know the words for, then they come up with new words all the time. They just discovered something called the swirlon, which is a new form of matter, and you can look that up. But what they're doing in those colliders is linked to my body.
Let me move you back into some other conversations here, because I think people need to really get a visual of what this is doing to you.
What does it look like?
Yeah. What does it look like? And I want to bring back something that I recall happened a couple of years ago, and all of you can look it up. I'm going to bring this forward now. There was a woman by the name, or actually a young woman by the name of Erin Valente, who was a startup founder and out of Utah. And she went to a workshop in Silicon Valley. And a week later, she was found dead in the back seat of her car. And what was happening was, first of all, she was an entrepreneur, as they say, from Salt Lake City, and she was traveling on business. When she was on her way to the airport in her rental car, she called her relatives and other friends, and she was talking very fast and erratically, and she wasn't making much sense. But what she was saying is, it's all a game. It's a thought experiment. We're in the matrix. And I'm going, and then she said she was afraid she was going to miss her flight. And then 5 days later, she was found dead in the back seat of her rental car.
That's what I'm talking about. There's a thing going on worldwide, and I am sorry that I am so scattered, because the effect of these beads is that, I just want to tell you guys this. I used to be something called a nonlinear thinker. That means that my brain could go backwards, forwards, and swirls and circles. I was always bringing in information in a loop in order to come to the deepest reality. And that is something they used to call insane, but that actually is something that all geniuses like Einstein displayed. What is in my brain right now does not even permit me. Why I might speak a little bit unusually right now, if you notice, and haltingly, is I can't go backwards. The magnetics carry thoughts, and you can only go in one direction. So if I lose my track of thought while I'm speaking, I won't get it back. Either Chris or Deb or somebody or my notes will have to bring me back, because I cannot collate information. And this goes back to the thing that I opened up with, which is the inability to create internal visual templates. And if you, I would like to respond to Deb by saying, I'm going to describe in two ways the syndrome. I'm going to start with the external, and then I will try my best to describe the internal experience, because it has to be understood in both ways. So externally, what should you look for? Changes that began to happen to my sister and me, and that are much more dramatic in me than my sister at this point, but that are happening in everybody. So your hair will be changing in consistency and possibly length and texture. You start to develop like a wiry hair structure that you never had before. It may change in color. You may have a lot of silver or white. Unusual hairs, especially that stick straight up and that vibrate continually. If you look real close at the person, on the top of their head are these little nano antennae, and that is passing as hair. And another way where you can certainly determine whether it's a normal hair or not is if you can find anymore a doctor that will do a metals analysis, they may find that your hair is basically metal. I took some of mine and cut it off, and I attempted to burn it, and it wouldn't even go into flame.
Now, I want to pause you for a moment, because many people might have the vision of Boris Johnson in their mind out of the UK. He has very unusual hair, and every time we see him, we're wondering how and why would he continue that hairstyle, right?
I wonder if that's what Donald Trump's hair was about, was pre-programmed.
Well, we can speculate, but what we do know is that every single person on this entire planet is affected, and the methods and ways in which that it's being presented is occurring now. And now you were talking about the hair. What about the hair on other parts of your body? What about?
Yeah
and
too.
If you could also go over, like you were saying, some of the effects you saw on other people, you know, along with what you're going to tell us about the hair.
Yeah. That's the most disturbing part, actually.
We'll finish with your description, and then we'll get into
the hair on the body. Indeed, it changes everywhere. It will be rooted. It will be so thickly rooted that you cannot pull this hair out. You can grab a whole tuft of it, but it is rooted 3, 4, 5 inches because, again, it is Elon Musk's technology, and it is a self-sewing thing. So that was one of the things I noticed. I actually had caterpillar-like swellings grow up under my skull while this stuff was weaving itself in. It was incredibly painful. You could just grab a hold of your eyebrows, and you will find that there are some hairs, or in my case, all the hairs that cannot be removed. You're going to have to use a scissors. You can't pull them by the roots.
This would speak to what we were seeing with the nanowires in the face masks, because people were showing how that was in the face masks. And when they actually got them to drop off the face masks, they were literally trying to burrow in the hand of people that were demonstrating the wires in the face.
Yes, they'll do that. If you cut some of these unusual hairs off of your head, they are electromagnetically charged machines, and you can tell this because if you hold them close to your finger, they'll jump at it. They like electricity, and they're drawn to the fields of the body. Unfortunately, this did not just happen to every hair in my skull at this point. I want to cut it all off at this point. And also, I will draw your attention to Britney Spears and Sinead O'Connor.
Yes.
Because remember how Britney was very much mocked?
Yeah.
For she had said something to the degree of they're getting at me through my hair. And indeed, she had implants and she wanted it off her. You know, so that was why that was put into the public, so that she could be mocked. And then Sinead O'Connor, who's very well aware of all the child abuse and the scams, had shaved her head in sympathy with Britney Spears. And I do not believe that Sinead O'Connor is mentally ill whatsoever. She's a very intelligent woman.
We live in a world of non-acknowledgement of reality.
Yeah.
And I think the sooner everyone that's listening understands that reality is unacknowledged. I mean, we're hearing the pelting of weather being articulated in the media. They lie. It's not real. Nothing is real. It's a huge psyops. And this is the real story is not COVID. This is a cover up of the millennium.
Yes, that's what I wanted to say is the bottom line. And this is the first part of my message, aside from my personal horror with this, is COVID is a psyop to explain the extreme side effects, bizarrities, especially neurological, and the die-off, the massive die-off of humans that was expected when they melded AI with the human body, which was set for this year. So they had to have a cover story. And in fact, there is a paper that was leaked that I came across right before they fully uploaded me and the wire structure began to build through my brain. And that was called Project Domestic Quell.
Yes, let's talk about that for a moment, because I'm getting ready to upload that on my website. And
please do.
That is horrific.
Huge.
Yeah, it's
huge.
It's very, very huge. And I want to talk about that briefly, because we had... let me find all of my information on this. Okay, this was Dr. Bill Weld's intelligence report, and this was back in 2013. And I remember seeing him on YouTube with an urgent alert message about classified information that he was revealing from another source.
And he said he couldn't reveal all of the information at the time because his source would be killed. But
that was William Ward, probably. His family got attacked with Morgellons as soon as he put it out. He was a lawyer from Arkansas. That's all I remember.
Yes, that is correct.
His children were being killed. You know, I mean, this stuff is not free. This knowledge is not free. I want everybody to understand I'm being murdered for what I have done. Because before I became scattered like this, I was brilliant. And I had doctors tell me so. And I had done all the research, just like Deb, independently, and she was one of my sources. And I was even told by one doctor that they would write me a letter to medical school with never having taken biology in college. So I was on the track, and this is not free. This information hasn't been free for those of us. Some of us are being killed or given dementia or destroyed physically and spiritually right now because we would not bend, we would not break, and we would not go along with the narrative. And the narrative that you're receiving globally, this COVID, it not only is a lie, we already were familiar with this syndrome in the years before. It was being called chem flu.
That's exactly
because,
right. Yes.
Yeah, what it's the buildup of, here, I want to put it this way. Everything you're going to see in the deaths to come soon, they're going to come up with different names for it. If it's attacking the lungs, then you've got the nanobodies in the lungs. And that's what Project Domestic Quell explains. It said since a certain year in the 1990s, they were going to be ubiquitously corrupting the water supply in the United States with nanorobotic components.
Yes.
That at a given time, which is this year, they were going to activate in the bodies of the populace once they had all of the computing power to do it and they needed that 5G.
Yeah.
That satellite space fence that's going up right now from Space Force. And so we've been put through all these ridiculous psyops with watching the shenanigans of Elon Musk and his crew. And you'll remember how the Nazis have always been fascinated with space. But the real fascination seems to be not just space, but the complete control of this planet. And so they've been getting everybody to sit there and watch these ridiculous launches of satellites. What they're working on is Project Domestic Quell, which has been underway for a whole year now. They've had the singularity and they have the computing power to do it. And what this does is it creates something called a cytokine storm in the body, which is an artificial sepsis. And so this is what people are dying of, that they're calling it a natural flu. I do believe, you guys, that there is also a natural form of SARS that was developed in China and that they needed that because they needed the DNA of something.
Well, let me pause you for a moment and go over some of the details of what Dr. Bill Weld disclosed in this Project Domestic Quell, because they were talking about describing tiny nanoparticles that were to be ingested through the drinking water, food additives, atmospheric dust on food, toothpaste, dental fillings, implants. Ingested nanoparticles will then be absorbed in small nodules in intestinal tissue that are part of the immune defense system. And then he goes on to talk about how if the nanoparticles enter the digestive tract and proceed into the bloodstream, they will have more thought and body and cause more damage. And they go on to say the outer coating is robust and will travel into our bodies. In other words, the outer coating will survive our immune system's attempt to extricate.
I think they're actually coating some of that in diamond, in nitrate, in carbon, in graphene. Mm-hmm. I have so much of it that I literally have the sensation of being a walking collection of strings and magnets. Thank you very much. That is not an exaggeration.
Well, I want to go on to say what people need to understand is this has been activated a long time ago. Yes. And the target survival rate of this is going to be, and this was back then in the early 2000s.
1% was it?
Well, they're saying 2%.
2%.
And that was then. So I'm imagining now, because what they've done is they're saying that they want 99% of the population's infected. And the program began in 1995. And
so you can only imagine since the singularity in computing.
So let's talk about some of the things that all of this was put into so that you understand the corporate's entanglement designed to kill us and enslave us in ways beyond our imagination. They talked about how they needed to increase the total infection rate for the United States and into the general population. They wanted more than 87.2% infection rate. So what they did was they projected the infection rate for the general U.S. population. By January 2014, they estimated that it would reach 98% infection rate, and that the total infection rate for ages 18 and above may reach 99%. So they talk about dispersal mediums that would require additional resources for phase four.
Chemtrails have been huge. That's how I got severely.
Yes.
My nightmare with not just the, I want to point out that the Lyme disease also was, there was a scientist who was arrested in Wyoming by the attorney general because she was finding that Lyme disease went in 99% of blood samples. I believe Lyme disease is in all of us ubiquitously, whether we know it or not, and was the laying down phase. I think you actually needed it in order to silence the immune system because you would have otherwise had a COVID-like syndrome right away.
Well, I agree. And because
the body would have gone in, it would have made antibody. They had to do something to those B cells. Lyme disease does something damaging to B cells. What AIDS is to T cells, Lyme is to B cells.
Well, let me add this, because this is what they did to increase the dispersal rate. They added added this into Pepsi, into Nestle products, the Chicago Municipal Water Supply, the Atlanta Municipal Water Supply, Coca-Cola, the Los Angeles Municipal Water Supply, Seattle Municipal Water Supply. And that's just a few of the many areas of dispersal infection programs that they augmented to increase the dispersal, to cause interference at multiple levels of cellular metabolism, signaling, and genetic alterations. So the dispersal outflows have shown significant improvement in population infection rates. Now, I want to pause for a moment. We have a tremendous problem in this country and worldwide. We have people believing that they have a government that is set up to protect them and a government that they can vote for and that they can vote for change. What is not understood is that our governments are 1,000% behind
against this.
100%.
Yeah.
So I'm going to move forward with what I do and have done in the past, because certainly I've talked about sustainable development and all of the aspects of how we've been manipulated through government. We now need to move into where we are headed mechanically. So continue with, I want
the
you to describe to people your legs and your arms and swimming and what that has done.
This is amazing. Let me just begin by saying, for any more information anyone wants, you better read a book called Visioneers by Patrick W. McCrae. I myself have not even read it, but the picture on the front is my daily experience. And that's a picture of a being that is some kind of a nanorobotic being. And the structure that is inside of me, it's almost like having a secondary body. A secondary body put up inside yourself that is not human and that does not think like a human. So other physical outward signs of it, I'll just continue in trying to describe, would include the changes to the hair, and that includes your genital hairs and on every part of your body. There also will be changes to the skin. The skin will become sort of rubbery or flaky. It will become very elastine. The only thing I can describe it to is somebody that has cutis laxa, but it's different in that the skin rebounds because it's a rubber-like substance. So it is both very tensile. You can grab it on either side of your jowls and pull it 3-4 inches. normally this does not happen unless someone has Ehlers-Danlos syndrome in a normal individual. That's another way to look for that, as well as you could just look under a microscope and see these structures in your skin. But that's another way to examine the physical properties of the skin.
Now, I want to pause you for a moment because I, first of all, would like for you to tell people how many laps you are able to swim in a pool, given what you are being confronted with right now. So that people
okay,
understand.
I'm having to reteach myself how to think. Who I am, what I did in my life, where I went to college. I have no visual memory of my school. I cannot visually imagine people I know. I have to, the AI helps me get around town. There's a combination of things going on. My own soul, which I believe still persists and is with me, and spirituality, and the memory field, which we have to understand, does not actually just exist in neurons. It exists in all the cells of the body. In fact, your memory is physical, and there's a thing called the morphogenic energy field that surrounds all of us that holds our memory. So this is something that MK Ultra masters know, and they work with that when they're programming memory or changing memory or blocking memory or reaccessing it for you. So when I go around town, I am not able to visually picture anything. And again, I want to tell you that your GPS system was to get you ready for this, because you are not only going to need help getting to places you had not been, but to places you had been every week. Maybe some of you have seen a film called 50 First Dates with Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler. And in that film, every day she's had a damage to her brain where every day she has to relearn who everybody is because she has no short-term memory building capacity. And yet she goes on living her life. It's a romantic comedy. It's very cute. But in the view of this, it's not so cute. And this is what this is like. I could perhaps describe it as receiving 24/7 electroconvulsive therapy, which now, we know immediately erases your memory.
So now let's pause for a moment and let's talk about your legs and your arms and the rubberized aspect of that and swimming. Please go to swimming.
Yes, there's the chips that they're talking about, the radio frequency chips. When you are fully uploaded and you are fully transhuman, will come together, they will be linked inside your body by nano wires. There's a wiring structure that is like a ghost body inside of your body. And it is a very, very perplexing and confusing and miserable thing to deal with because you are having to relearn how to walk properly. With a system that is, one of the symptoms you'll see in people is an unusual walk, a gait that is kind of halting, weaving, or jerky, or off balance, or in some way uncoordinated. And specifically what you can see is that it seems as though the person, the independent sides of their body work independent of each other, not in the way that a human brain, which has two sides that are supposed to be synced. And when these two sides of the brain sync, smooth movement is produced. What you're going to notice is a sort of a step-by-step, jerk-by-jerk kind of almost like a bilateralized body.
Now, I would say that many people that are noticing folks that are walking on sidewalks that are having an unusual gait, where they are looking a bit staggering, would think that they were on drugs or they were drunk.
Drunk or sick. And I will come back to what they are probably going to call this in the end. So you can understand when COVID affects the lungs, which COVID is nothing other than the transhuman wiring system and the nanobodies, then they call it COVID.
That's
when it affects the heart, then they may call it just a heart attack. When it affects other organs, they may come up with another name for it. When it affects the brain, they will call it multiple system inflammatory syndrome, especially in children. And when it affects the brain at the end stage, they call it mad cow disease.
Now, let's pause for a moment,
get back to that.
Because I want to insert a document that is extremely important for everyone to download and read, which is very interesting because the picture on the cover is the connectiveness of this structure inside our bodies, as you have described. This document is by John Hopkins in the Bloomberg School of Public Health, aka Rockefeller. That's my addition. And it is for the Center of Health Security. Now, this is not for our security by any means. This document was dated September of 2019. Here is the name of this document. Please, all of you, download it. I will also be doing a program on this on Israeli News Live in detail. But the name of this document, again, it's John Hopkins Center for Health Security. Preparedness for High Impact Respiratory Pathogen Pandemic. So what they have, I found interesting, on the first few pages, they have the list of their production team. They write this like a movie script, and then and then they talk about the list of their informants, their key informants. Now, this is their word inside, informants. Now, I want to go over their informants. The Pan American Health Organization, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Nuclear Threat Initiative, University of Oxford, the Wellcome Trust, University of Hong Kong, the Sabin Vaccine Institute, the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, the World the World Organizations for Animal Health, because our animals are also being weaponized with this as well. Yeah, the World Health Organization, PATH, which is an acronym, P-A-T-H, U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. I want to pause. We don't need to wonder anymore why they have the zombie apocalypse on the U.S. Movie. Center for Disease Control, because this is a cover for what is being done. The Pandemic Influenza Preparedness Framework Advisory Group, the Georgetown University, University Medical Center in the Netherlands, the National Institute of Health, which is actually Mossad, and the World Health Organization, the World Bank Group, the National Institutes of Health, and the Ministry of Health of Russian Federation, the Forum for Microbial Threats, National Academics, Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine in the United States, Department of Health and Social Care in England. The list goes on, and they title this the List of Informants. So what everyone needs to understand is this is a worldwide effort.
A global effort to eliminate the populace, and not just eliminate them, but those who survive will be the elite, the ubermensch who have successfully become transhuman. They are hosting a computer brain interface successfully, and rather than being 24/7 addled and demented and disturbed by it, like me, are being given the gifts of like an autist or a Rain Man.
Now, let's pause for a minute because I have to check in with Chris.
I was just about to let you guys know we've got about 15 minutes left, and if we could, I'd like to get to any possible solutions for this in the time period that we have left.
Yeah, that's actually a big thing about what I've been wanting to offer people, because when this first started happening to me, I was trying to figure out, you know, what do I do? I mean, it's in me. I can't get rid of it. I'm not a magician. And it's a defilement. So should I? There was a person that's important to me that we were talking about, you know, should we end our lives? Not because we're depressed, but because we don't want to live as this. And I took the decision not to.
because I wanted to help everybody else that's still existing on this planet. And as being, we need a leadership team for those of us that are at the place that I'm at, because when others come to that place of targeting and destruction, they are going to need spiritual warfare and physical and mental, emotional warfare help.
That's right.
From those that have gone before. So I am actually going to read a little bit. Perhaps I sent a lot of material to Deborah about that, because she was telling me, you know, when we hear this, people lose all of their hope. They don't know what to do, you know, and that's one of the reasons why people will go into delusional disorder about it, because it is easier not to face something as devastating as this. And when you don't have a solution, you don't want to face it. So that makes sense, you know?
Well, I want to pause for a moment, because I will tell people often, well, Deborah, what is the solution? And I will tell them the solution is only going to be based on their understanding of what is. And so solutions for me, through the information that I garnered through the many years of heavy, heavy, deep dive research, developed as I worked through more and more documents and more information. So I can say to you, 10 years ago, my solutions were very different than what I look at being solutions for today. And I know that you and I spoke about this earlier today, about hope and hardening up. And what I do believe, and I know that we're going to get your take on this as well, I think that part of what we must do is, because we do have their plans on what we're going to be deprived of, and that would be water, electricity, and food. So I encourage, and have been encouraging people, to harden up, to be less able to be killed. Now, why do I say that? There's much more to learn. And for us to be in a group of survivors as we emerge into this transhumanism vehicle that we're being forced into, we're going to have to survive. And there are going to be opportunities to expand your ability to survive, so that you can then psychologically prepare for the kind of discussion that you're hearing right now today.
I would like to share too something about the spiritual element, because for me at this point, I don't know if I'm going to be diagnosed rapidly with a prion disorder. I just had a WAVI that shows the whole right side of my brain, WAVI EEG, is silent, or exactly what is going to happen. But I'm going to read from something that I sent that I think basically recaps what I've come to through my experience with this. Mm-hmm. The entire human race has been, as of the last 6 months, transhumanized. Transhumanism is the biblical beast. And we can go into that in a different time, but its creation has to do with particle physics being undertaken, studies being undertaken through particle colliders. The DNA transfer of all humanity has to do with the use of supercomputers, interconnecting 5G all through the world, and activating cyber crystals, synthetic DNA within our bodies. This is being pushed as the vaccine. The world governments are pushing on us a vaccine which contains gray goo, corona, cyber virus. And although this DNA change already has taken place fully in all of us, this is a very important thing that I want everybody to understand. The satanic high-ranking metaphysicians want you to put this into yourself by your own free will. And this is important. This all, why would you want to create a robot in a human? Because you do not want them to have free will. And the way to take your free will from you is to have you willingly, by free will, lay it down before them.
Your consent.
Your consent, so that they can secure over you spiritual rights to destroy you in order to take you over body and soul, because they've got me body, but they haven't got me soul. They need your free will sacrificed to them. This is a dark harvest agenda.
Now, very quickly, I would like you to discuss the mask wearing component of what we're seeing with black magic.
That's in this, okay? They need you to begin to undertake
Not only abandoning common sense, sound doctrine, mercy and freedom and intelligent behavior in the name of their enforced nonsense and peer pressure, but they need you to put behind yourself the golden rule, ritually, globally, in favor of survivalism and obedience to them, willingly to bow to their AI beast, and they are asking for this sign of submission publicly. And that is the mask, for one thing. And the mask, I would like to go into at a, I will tell you this, it comes from Exodus 34 in the scriptures, in the Torah, in the Bible. When Moses comes down from receiving the Ten Commands from God, his face is shining, and the word in Hebrew that they use for that shining with beams, with rays, is the Hebrew equivalent of the word corona. Or Karan. The coronavirus is literally a worldwide ritual about the covering and the unveiling of the light of God within you as a being. When they take you to under, they want you to undertake to wear that mask. They're asking you to do what the tribe of Israel did to Moses when he came down with those tablets written with the Ten Commands, among which are thou shalt not kill. They were not ready for his level of knowledge, and his face was shining. They asked him to wear a mask. And the word for that in Hebrew is the masfa. The real reason why you're wearing it is that they would like you to actively cover the light of God by a symbolic gesture, and this needs to be paired with a mindset change. So the 6 feet apart, we look at the actions of Christ. Instead of bringing people apart, he brought them together. Instead of fleeing diseases, he went where there were lepers and stigmatic people, and he was fearless. He had such mind power that instead of becoming sick, he healed them. We are being asked every day and in every way, and especially this is for Christians, Jews, and Muslims, but I believe for all people of all religions of goodwill, we are being asked to carry out subconscious programming that literally is violating our scriptures and our deepest values. They're asking us to divide ourselves into the wanted.
Rather than to consolidate our powers and our love for one another, we're being told to divide and separate and become selfish and uncaring for people that need our help. So with that in mind, Nichelle, I want to wrap this up because we've got moments left of this show, and I'm hopeful that Chris will invite us back again very soon.
Yes,
there is
definitely
much more to share, and I can say that for certain, I have not heard anybody anywhere discuss what it is like to be undergoing this horrific transition of humanity. Again, a species shift. And I think people need to hear this because people are starting to hear about Morgellons. They're starting to hear about the wires and the masks. They're understanding that Morgellons has horrible lesions. I want to say a couple of things very quickly. I also know other people, and I know that we've discussed this also, Nichelle, where literally your breathing capacity can be terminated within seconds. They can strangle you. So I know many people right now are having difficulty catching their breath. And this is because of the increased amount of tech inside of our bodies. And it's interesting also to hear the leaders of the global community with the requirements to reduce greenhouse gas emissions telling all of us they're going to reduce carbon dioxide. They're going to even potentially look at putting vacuum cleaners up in the environment to suck it out, which, of course, we need the trees and plants in order to create oxygen. Now, I have a report that I've discussed on prior videos. It's called the 1969 CIA Memorandum, and they talk about the reduction of oxygen. And of course, we know that the chemtrailing has not only been laying out of the fibers on all of us, but it's been killing all the trees and all the plants worldwide.
Yes, I noticed that 3 years ago.
Yes, and also highly combustible for fires. And what we have is a reduction of oxygen being done by people that don't understand what reduction of carbon dioxide is. We don't want that. So I think we have to be thinking more than people are capable of at this point. And I hope that what you've heard will enlighten you. The intention is not to scare you. We are in this, period.
Before we go, Deb, can I read a final thing from here? Because
absolutely.
I have people that I love that have taken this into their body, and I do not want to be playing in to the sheep and goats.
Yes.
That's what they're going to be using. So I want you to know that whoever you are, whether you listened to us warning or you didn't, it's okay. I still love you, and I want to help you. And this is what I have to say, and I believe God has to say. Even if you accepted their mark of the beast, it is not too late to reclaim your free will, your rationality, and your spiritual grace. One must humbly admit, I got fooled. I don't know everything. I am sorry, and I do not want to participate in democide of self and others from now on. I will do my best to observe the law of one and to fully verify all claims before I trust authorities. So reclaim your power, saying to yourself, I now realize that my creator is the real authority, not earthly governments, that I am patterned in this image, male and female, and holy, inviolate, and that my body is a sacred temple of honor. In this, I also acknowledge that others are also in God's image. I will do no longer assist in rituals or programs that dehumanize, kill, and shame my sisters and my brothers. I humble myself that I might be uplifted, and I pray without attempting to enforce my will or my fantasies on the answer. I do repent from giving assistance to the Corona agenda, the New World Order under AI, and man as sovereign over slaves. And I will henceforth, by my Creator's help, act peacefully and lawfully and with full free will and power of thought. Against this agenda, I do now rescind each ritual and mythology.
Well,
well said.
Well said. And with that, Nashal, we're going to certainly make this available for everyone. Chris, is that right?
Yes.
So that people can hear
this. This will be available on the podcast for free for everyone.
Okay. Why don't you then forward it to me so I can also move it on out as well? And get it out to stopthecrime.net. So you're going to give me full authority to utilize this information and get it out on whatever platform I would choose. Is that right, Chris?
Yes. 100%.
Okay. So, Nashal, I am so grateful that you joined us today. And Chris, I hope that this was not too much of a surprise.
Oh, no, this was wonderful. I really appreciate Nashal coming on and sharing this information. It was very important information.
Thank you. Well, and I'm very sorry for the confusion that I'm sure I exhibit.
It came across very coherent and very good, very well presented.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, that's
good.
That's what she thinks.
That's what we want.
Yeah, she thinks it's a scramble, but it is not. She's brilliantly intelligent, even though she believes and knows that there has been degradation because of what we all face.
I just cannot access my internal worlds, and I cannot access when you go over things, Deb, you're so brilliant and you have so much, but after you talk for an hour, I don't know what you said.
Yeah.
And,
I want to thank you. And, again, for all that's listening, this information will be available to you. First of a kind type of information. So again,
yes.
Much love to all.
Definitely
thank
important
you.
Yeah, information.
Thank you.
Thank you, Deborah. Thank you, Nichelle. And we'll definitely have you back on soon to discuss some more important information as it comes along. And until next time, everyone, have an excellent evening, and we'll see you again tomorrow.